Okay, I'm recording this dollop in the Edinburgh Pleasance Theatre cupboard. I say the Edinburgh Pleasance Theatre cupboard. It's like everyone's like, oh yeah, I know the one you mean, David. If we all refer to it as that, the Edinburgh, it's a Edinburgh Pleasance Theatre cupboard rather than the one. It may be the definitive cupboard. It may have a special place in the hearts and minds of the people who run the Edinburgh Pleasance Theatre, but I very much doubt it. It's kind of a... It's got a door with sort of splinters in the wood, and it hasn't got a handle on the door, which means I can't close the door properly, because if I do close the door properly, I won't be able to get back out. And also, it's quite precarious. I'm sitting on a very high and very wobbly stool in this cupboard as well. If you're thinking, oh, I'm a bit bored by this dollop, keep listening, because there is a chance that I might fall off the stool halfway through. David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 107, Ask Not What Your Folk Group Can Do. Oh, my name is Mr. Yes?
Sorry, oh, dark cupboard listeners. Imagine if someone from the venue just found you. The guy's asking, do you have any jacks for your keyboard?
No, I hoped that...
The ones for the guitar are different, are they?
They'll work, the ones for the guitar. It's just normal jack leads, yeah. Two mono jacks is all we need, but... I'm closing the door again there. Oh, a lot of drama here. David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 107. Ask not what your folk group can do for you. ... It's finally happened. Someone who saw us for the first time at our short free afternoon gig at the Robert Gillow Pub in Lancaster has contacted us to say that they have set up a young'un's Wikipedia page. She enjoyed the gig so much that she immediately went on the internet to find our Wikipedia page, keen to learn more about us. But... because none of our so-called fans have been committed enough to actually set one up for us, she was unable to read about us on Wikipedia. So she decided to set one up herself. When I got this message, I was a bit unsure of how accurate her article would be, given that she'd absolutely no idea about us, hence why she'd searched for us on Wikipedia. But she had clearly done her research. It's quite a short article, with just the basic facts. But she has cited quite a few references, included some quotes, added various links to the things that she cited, and included a discography. Hopefully her efforts will be the catalyst for others to join in and add more. You can find the article here. That's what it says on the written version. Obviously there's a link to that, but there isn't on the podcast, but you can obviously find that by yourselves, I'm sure. Just type the young'uns into Wikipedia. When I searched the young'uns article, one of the related searches that popped up on Wikipedia was David Eagle. Upon entering on this, it brought up a list of David Eagles. I was listed at the very top, described as David Eagle, English singer in the young'uns. What else going on there? Some tribal drumming going on for your entertainment now. I didn't actually have a Wikipedia page, but for some reason I am still recognised by Wikipedia and am listed above the David Eagles who do have actual Wikipedia articles. So, if you haven't bought a ticket for a gig on our tour and are feeling a little bit guilty, you can make amends by adding to the young'un's recently added Wikipedia article and or create one about me. Come on, I don't ask you for much, do I? All I've ever asked you to do is to shout out dollop-related chants at young'un's gigs in order to force me into pretending to be all embarrassed about having to explain David's Daily Digital Dollop to the audience, giving me free promotion without it seeming like I've been arrogant enough just to talk about it on my own volition. And if you happen to know any 18-year-old girls based in Hartlepool that I can impregnate, in order to help get my hometown back to the top of the teenage pregnancy league, knocking Burnley off the top spot, then you can help me with that too. And I'd also like you to create a David Eagle Wikipedia page. Those are the only three things that I want from you. Oh, and your body. The free Robert Gillow pub gig also yielded another interesting result. We were contacted by someone who writes and records grime music, a UK variant of hip-hop. He was really taken with the subjects covered in our songs, talking about social issues and our local area, telling real people's stories. These are the things that he is passionate about and portrays in his music. And that is true with the grime scene in general. He writes and raps about the same things as we do, only we have chosen a different genre of music to express these ideas in. He was so inspired by our performance in the pub that he immediately started writing a new song, inspired by our song You Won't Find Me on Benefit Street, about Stockton's defiant opposition to being negatively stigmatised by the Channel 4 reality TV show. He wants to use a sample of it in his song, and he sent us the lyrics that he wrote after our gig. It's a very different approach to the way that we structure a song. For a start, there's a lot more swearing in it, but the lyrics are really good. It'll be interesting to see what comes of this, and hopefully he'll get it recorded and we can play it and chat to him on the Young'uns podcast. We've only done one community event on this tour so far, but it's already brought us into contact with people who wouldn't ordinarily access our music and who we wouldn't ordinarily meet in an art centre or a folk club. Perhaps our grime friend will find these dollops and become inspired to create a grime concept album around the subject matter covered in these blogs. I think that he could do a really good hip-hop, profanity-laden take on my malfunctioning kettle. I'm sure the kids would love that. He might also be able to help me reach a younger audience, meaning that more legal-age teenage girls from Hartlepool will become aware of who I am, and thus it will further my noble impregnation cause. It's all fitting into place nicely. Perhaps this is yet another sign from God. I am being given a second chance after my failure to take the opportunity that was presented to me earlier in the week when I was speaking to loads of Hartlepool college students. I dare not fritter away this new opportunity lest I should properly anger God this time. Of course, there is a chance that if I did squander this opportunity as well, then God would simply forgive me again. But there is an equal chance that he might be angry and decide to smite me. There is just no knowing with God. He is clearly a complex character. At one point in the Bible, he's telling us that he's an all-loving, forgiving God. And then mere pages later, he tells us that he's a jealous and vengeful God. I think that God is probably bipolar. After all, he did create a planet that's bipolar, and perhaps his idea to incorporate both a North and South Pole on his planet was a kind of subtle cry for help. You might think that this is the most ridiculous and feebly contrived idea, but then I'd counter that view by reminding you that God works in mysterious ways, which surely just makes the ridiculousness work to give the idea even more plausibility. Think on that, unless you've got something better to be doing, in which case you should probably just go and do that. Hope you weren't too disappointed that I didn't fall off my stool.